I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I am so glad you're tuning in today. It's going to be an incredible show. We got some awesome testimonies to share, and we're going to go over some facts of what's happening in our current healthcare system and really how we're missing the mark on that. And really, at the end of the day, what can we do as a culture to, one, take responsibility for our health, and two, is to really experience an abundant life when it comes to health. We know that we have to really hold on to a purpose. What's our purpose in life? And get to that point to understand and really take action on what is it going to take to get healthy and stay healthy without the use of drugs or surgery. We know people right now, at the end of the day, they're just honestly sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, our culture is designed to cater to people that don't want to take care of their health. You know, we're in a convenient culture. We're in a comfortable culture, and we've been lied to when it comes to the fact that we believe that we're taught that our insurance should take care of our health. It's just not working. And so with what I do and the mission that I have in the community, in my office, here on the radio show, is I really want to make sure that we are grasping the fact that we have to change and transform the way that we view and manage our health so that we can prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, so that you can live to your God-given potential. I mean, that's why I'm on the show. That's why I've been on the air for years. That's why I've been in practice for 10 years seeing patients here locally in St. Louis, is because I realize that people want to be healthy. They just don't know how to get there. You know, the principles and concepts of getting healthy, they're easy. I mean, it's simple principles. Everyone would agree with them, but the problem is that they don't have anybody to take them on that journey. They don't have anybody to have the mindset and the resources and the tool set, skill set to take you where you need to go without drugs or surgery. And so with what we do in our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, what we do is we take our patients and we take them through the five essentials. And so the five essentials break down like this. Essential number one is our mindset. And we have to have a mindset that is stronger than the typical American culture when it comes to our health. We can't be taught, or we can't think that our joints are just going to fail us prematurely. We can't think that age is the determining factor of our health. We can't blame our health problems on our genes. We just can't do that anymore, because research is coming out now that saying that it's only less than 9% of what happens to you goes back to your genetics, that it's not based off of your age is making you healthy or sick, because we see people in their geriatric years healthier than teenagers nowadays. And so we know that these chronic illnesses, these diagnoses, these early onset of prescription medication uses is not dictated by genes or age anymore. And so, one, we got to change our mindset. We got to be set aside. We got to be completely different. And we got to realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're designed for our cells and our body to heal for us. It's never working against us. It's always working for us. And so realizing that our body wants to be healthy, it wants to be well. And if there is a symptom, if we listen to it, we can see great results if we do something about it, right? I think what we do is we just kind of ignore it and just keep pounding through because we're busy and, you know, got a lot to do, right? So we ignore our body. And so the problems tend to get worse over time because we just ignore it, right? We're not sensitive to what our body's saying. So our mindset has to change and realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that the body is designed to heal, and health comes from within, not from a pill, potion, or lotion somewhere, right? So health comes from within. And so one of the things that we do with our patients that really helps with mindset is, it's so simple. I mean, one, we got so many great things in our office that literally when you come into our office, I don't have to say anything, but you can just see what we're about and what we stand for and why we stand for it. And one of the things that we do is we actually just, we send a newsletter out every week. And so this newsletter that we send out is designed to really change your mindset and be in the forefront of your brain and saying, okay, what can I do today is going to change my health for tomorrow, right? And so if you want to get on that newsletter list, it's absolutely free. All you got to do is text in your email address. So if you text in your email address right now, I'll put you on that mindset newsletter. That way you're getting newsletter updates and you're getting good articles that will just change the way you think about your health so that we can be set aside from the normal culture and here in America when it comes to our health decisions. And so all you do is text this number right now and I'll put you on the newsletter list. The number to text in is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. You know, essential number two is our nervous system. We have to have a healthy spine. And this is so vital because the brain controls every single cell, tissue, and organ of the body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. And our spine has to be in a proper position. It must be straight up and down from the back. Hips must be even. Shoulders must be even. But this is what we don't realize is we must have 345-degree curves from the side. If you don't have these curves, there's no way our body can heal. And so we got to make sure our spine is healthy because what we've found with what research shows is that a healthy spine will lead to a healthy nerve system, which will then lead to a healthy body. A damaged spine or an unhealthy spine leads to a damaged, unhealthy nerve system, which leads to a damaged and unhealthy body, a sick body. And so we got to make sure your nerve system is healthy. Number three is you got to make sure that you're eating the right foods. Number four is you got to exercise and move those joints that God gave you to move. And then number five is we got to minimize the toxic exposure. And so when we look at these five essentials in my clinic, I realize that many of us are just missing the mark on one or all of these areas. One or all these areas. And so my goal is to get people to really wake up and say, what can I do today that's going to change my health for tomorrow? Because if we start listening to what the culture says of, hey, just take this pill for this ill, take this potion, lotion, whatever it is for this symptom, and never do anything about it, we're going to go on the wrong path. And that's really how we've gotten to where we're at. And so all throughout the show today, if you're thinking like, man, I need to get plugged into your office. I got to figure out what's going on with my health. I have a question for you. Listen, text or call all throughout the show today. I'll be answering and texting back and calling you. So the number to text or call right now with any questions you have about your health or even just to get a new patient appointment in our office, the number to text in or call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Our office is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. I'm going to read you guys some research that recently came out over the last couple of years, and it's pretty shocking. And I just want to, you know, just a disclaimer that I'm not blaming the hospitals, I'm not blaming the doctors, I'm just showing you statistics here that are going to blow your mind. So I'm just going to read some of this off. So the estimate overall national harm that was indicated by the Healthcare Improvement Institute, right? So the Institute of Healthcare Improvement, what they did is they tested the overall national harm done by hospitals each year here in America. So there's 15 million incidents of medical harm that occurred in U.S. hospitals each year here in America. I'll say it again, 15 million. That's not because the doctor's bad. It's not because the drugs are bad. It's not because the people are bad. It's because how do we know what we're doing right with our body or we're doing wrong with our body, right? Everyone's different. We're going into the medical models way too soon and too often with multiple medications, with who knows what we did to our body years before that had led us there. And now it's leading to harm done, right? So what happened is the estimate overall national harm is based on, that 15 million is based on extensive experience in studying injury rates in hospitals, which reveals that between 40 to 50 incidents of harm occur for every 100 hospital admissions. I'll say it again. 40 to 50 incidents of harm occur for every 100 hospital admissions. With 37 million admissions in the U.S. each year, this equates to approximately 15 million harm events annually, or 40,000 incidents of harm in the U.S. hospitals every day. That's 40,000 incidents of harm done in our hospitals every single day here in America. And guess what? It's not the hospital's fault. It's not the doctor's fault. It's the fact that we've lost our health so much that when we do go to a place that's going to designed to save our life, right, in crisis care, acute care, life-saving care, How can acute care, crisis care, and life-saving care help somebody who has chronically sick and ill? That's what's happening. And so we're trying to apply this acute care model, which is our hospitals, right? We're trying to apply this model to chronic disease. And that's what's happening. That's where these harm rates are going up. So 40,000 incidents of harm in U.S. hospitals every day. I mean, that's insane. And so we got to realize that, listen, I'm not pointing fingers here. I'm just saying at the end of the day, is the patient needs to look at their body, look at their health and say, what kind of responsibility do I play before I go into the medical system to get more drugs, surgery, injections, whatever it is? Maybe I should, change my lifestyle, change my stress levels, change my sleep patterns, change, how many medications I'm taking, all these different things. And so I think when we step back and look and say, what can we do today that's going to change our health for tomorrow? I think we got to start to say, well, what do you want to see for your health, right? Like, what are the things that you want for your health? Do you just not want to be sick? Or do you want to experience abundant health, right? So what's your purpose behind that? And I got to share with you an awesome patient that came in this past week. Her name's Carol, and she came in and she had horrible low back pain. She had horrible low back pain. Heard us on the radio a couple times. Finally came in. She goes, I was listening to you and I realized that I'm not able to live my purpose. I go, okay, Carol, what's your purpose? She goes, I feel like my purpose right now in life is to be a great grandmother. And I'll be honest with you, Dr. Nick, right now with my lower back pain, I can't. She goes, I'm really not here for my low back pain. I'm here for what my lower back pain is keeping me from doing. Her symptom was low back pain, but her purpose, the desire that she wanted in her life at that time was not being fulfilled. Right, she was unfulfilled because she was so sick and in pain because of her lower back. So she was on multiple medications. She couldn't walk her dog. She couldn't be the grandmother she wanted to be, and she couldn't even go on her trips with her grandkids. She couldn't travel with her grandkids. Her low back pain was so bad. And I asked her, "What have you tried?" She goes, "You name it, I've tried it. I've tried surgery. I've tried injections, and nothing's working." She goes, "I never was taught to go to a chiropractor, but from what you said on the radio show, I have to be here." And what I said is this, that if there's damage in your spine, it's going to put damage and pressure on the disc spaces, the nerves, and the joints, not only causing pain, but causing dysfunction in your organs, cells, and tissues, therefore not giving you the life that you want to live. And so what we did is we did a full exam with her. We checked out her posture. We did a range of motion evaluation, a nerve system scan, and then a full set of x-rays. Now from the back, the spine should be straight up and down. She had a 20-degree curvature in her spine, a scoliosis that no one ever told her about. And we started to correct the scoliosis. We started to correct her spine, reduce pressure on the nerve system, and her body started to heal. Her body started to heal. It's just been 2 weeks, and her pain has gone down by 30%. She's off two of her medications, and she has her life back. But it all started with her coming to the office. So normally, when people come into our clinic, it's $140. But when people are listening to the radio show right now, just like you are, it's only $40. This is the catch. We just have you call in right now. When you call in, I will schedule you. And we'll actually take your $40 payment over the phone. So you actually save $100 for your new patient appointment, which is amazing. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone now and call. We will schedule you and take the $40 payment over the phone to see if we can help you with your low back pain. No drugs, no surgery. We want to help you with a low back pain naturally. So the number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and it's been an awesome show so far. We have people texting and calling in from all over the St. Louis region, and since we are on Facebook, we got people calling in and texting in from really all over America, which is awesome. So if you did miss the number to call in and text in with any health questions that you have, or if you're wanting to get a new patient appointment in our clinic, or even as we shared in the first segment, if you want to get on our newsletter list to really change your mindset when it comes to health, all you got to do is text into this number or call into this number. The number to text in or call is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you're just tuning in and you don't really know what we're all about, our whole mission and purpose for not only having this radio show, but for me waking up in the morning, for me having a clinic here in the region serving you guys locally, is to transform the way that you view and manage your health. We realize right now that where our country is headed and where it's been for too many years is that we are sick and suffering unnecessarily. We're over-medicated. There's too many surgeries that are happening. There's injections. There's all these pills, potions, and lotions out there to try to get you to heal. And we don't even know where to go for true healing. And I shared on the first segment that, listen, getting healthy, the principles of getting healthy are simple, but everyone would agree with them, but nobody really knows how to get there. Nobody really knows how to apply it as a lifestyle, not only as a lifestyle, but for your life, right? And so we want people, our patients, our listeners, the people that we can influence and impact, we want to be able to get you to live your life abundantly. And we shared Carol's story. Carol is a avid listener of our show. And when she came into the office with low back pain, she said, listen, Dr. Nick, I'm not here for my low back pain. I'm here for the things that my low back pain is keeping me from doing. And this conversation, kind of walked me down a path of, I wonder how many people are not correlating their symptoms with what they're missing out on in life. And so that's one of the things I want you guys to do. It's homework assignment, I guess, number one is, listen, if your symptoms are holding you back from doing what you want in life, it's no longer okay to just deal with it anymore. It's no longer okay just to medicate for it anymore, right? If your symptoms are holding you back from being the person you desire to be, doing the things you desire to do, and really at the end of the day, being the person that God created you to be, like, it's not okay anymore. You can't just deal with it, right? It just doesn't add up. And so Carol was suffering with low back pain. Well, she was on multiple medications, which were making her drowsy, which were making her tired. She wasn't able to experience life. She said, I can't even watch my grandkids. My low back pain hurts so much. I can't walk my dogs, and I can't even go on trips with my grandchildren and my kids because my low back pain hurts so bad. You know, well, she had never actually been to a chiropractor, which is insane to me. She had been to the medical route, which is neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons, and they said, it's not that bad enough yet. We're going to wait till this get bad to do surgery or more injections, which, by the way, doesn't make sense. And so I said, let's see what we can help you with. And so in the spine must be straight up and down from the back, and she had a 20-degree scoliosis. She had no idea she had a 20-degree scoliosis. And so we started to take pressure off the nerve system with chiropractic adjustments and spinal rehab. We started to reduce the inflammation in her body, and her body started to heal. Her pain in her lower back is down by 30% in 2 weeks. She's off two of her medications. She's able to walk her dogs again. I mean, it's a process to get her where she wants to go. But listen, just with 2 weeks in our office, she's doing better, right? She's healing more. And it all started with her listening to her body and realizing and correlating that my symptom is keeping me from being the person I'm designed to be. My symptom is keeping me from me doing what I want to do. And so that's why I have a clinic, is to relieve the unnecessary suffering that people are going through right now, whether it's a migraine headache, whether it's low back pain, whether it's told you need surgery and you just keep getting more injections after injection after injection, whether it's, you know, you're sick of taking multiple medications. Like, to me, that should be enough. Like, when is it enough to where we say, listen, it's time that we do something different. It's time that we do something different. We have to do something different than our culture is doing to yield a different result. And so I say this nearly every show. If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it. You're going to keep remembering every show, but we're in a culture that is designed around the three C's, right? We're in a convenient culture. We're in a comfortable culture, and we want our healthcare to be cheap. And guess what? None of that is adding up. None of it is adding up. And so I hope, and my prayer, my desire for people that are listening to me that come to my clinic, is that we have to be set aside from our current cultural standards and norms when it comes to our health. The only way that we can yield a different result is to do what everyone else isn't doing, unfortunately, right now. Right? Right now, people are waiting in line to get to the urgent care. They're waiting in line at Walgreens and CVS. They're waiting in line for the next best surgery, the next research article, whatever it is coming out. They're listening to the drug commercials, which right now take up 25% of our commercials on TV are drug ads. Are drug ads, and they're telling you to go ask your doctor for a certain colored pill. They're telling you that if one depression medication didn't work, take another one. Listen, you did not get high blood pressure, you did not get high cholesterol, you did not get depression because you're lacking a pill. Something else is going on. And so I think as a culture, you guys step back and say, okay, whether you've lost your health, or you've gained your health back. Hopefully that's who I'm talking to now. But if you've lost your health or you're on the process of getting your health back, listen, there's always hope there. And so my message every single week is I want there to be hope that yet your health can be restored and that your body is on your side, that your body wants to work for you. It doesn't want to work against you. And so the health and healing principles that we teach in our clinic when it comes to the five essentials, your body's already wired for them, right? Your body's already wired for these five essentials. And so the five essentials that we teach is our mindset, our nervous system, our nutrition, exercise, and detoxing. If we apply these five essential areas, not just five good ideas, but five essentials to our health, your body is only going to do one thing with time. It's going to heal. It's going to heal. It's going to heal. And so listen, if you guys want to get plugged into our newsletter list where we actually send out newsletters at least once a week or every other week, we teach you guys mindset-wise. These are the things we got to be thinking about. What's everyone else doing in our culture? What are we doing? How do we become completely different? If you want to get plugged into that, it's absolutely free. All you got to do is text in right now with your email address, and I'll put you on our newsletter list so you can get my newsletters I write every 1 to 2 weeks, right? So the number to text in is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. But, you know, guys, as we look at what's happening around us, we see all these hospitals, they're getting bigger. The parking lots are getting more fuller. You know, we're seeing more urgent cares. We're seeing more CVS. We're seeing Walgreens. We're seeing all these different places that are distributing medications, surgeries, and injections. Thank God we have them to save our life. But listen, they should only be used in a crisis situation, not for chronic lifestyle disease, right? Chronic care is not what the hospital was originally designed for. It was designed for life-saving care, crisis care, acute care. Not, we can't apply a crisis care, urgent care model to a chronic lifestyle disease. It's just not going to work. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, pain, autoimmune disease, gut problems, sleep disturbances, thyroid issues, hormone problems, all these things, they're chronic lifestyle diseases. They're not acute crisis care, right? So we're going to a place of crisis care and sickness to try to gain health, and it's just not working. It's not adding up. It's not adding up, and it's leading us down this path of the statistics show it. We're being harmed by the hospitals, right? Not because of the bad people or the bad hospitals, but across America right now in America, that there's 40,000 different incidents of harm each day in the hospitals in America. 40,000 incidents of harm are reported in U.S. hospitals every single day. Not because the doctors are bad, not because the drugs are bad, not because the surgeons are bad, not because the hospitals are bad, not because the health insurance is bad, not because of any of that. Because why? We're sick going into a crisis care system, but we have a chronic illness. See, we're mistreating chronic illnesses because what got us there is many times lifestyle. Don't say genetics. It's only about 9% genes. Don't say age because now we're seeing teenagers sicker than geriatric population sometimes, right? But we have these chronic lifestyle diseases going into acute crisis care systems, and it's just not working for us. It's not working. It's leading us down this path of hopelessness, more prescriptions, and no hope. And so my prayer and hope every single time I'm on the air, every single time I'm in the office, is to restore the hope when it comes to the healing potential of your body, because your body is a miracle, right? Your body is a miracle that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that every single purpose of every single cell is working for you. It's never working against you, even though it feels bad. It's working for you. And so I think we got to step back and say, my body's awesome. My body is a miracle, right? My body is incredible. But then the actions follow that, right? So if we believe our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, if we believe that it's working for us, never against us, if you believe that our body is designed to heal and it desires to heal, if you believe that, do our actions that add up to that? Or do our actions interfere with the healing potential, which is unfortunately what I see, right? And so I got to share a testimony about, her name is Rebecca. And Rebecca, she's awesome. Absolutely love her and her family. She first came into our clinic now, let's say going back, I think it was about 8 years now. And she came into our clinic and she said, Dr. Nick, I'm on 6 to 9 medications. I've been diagnosed with lupus. I've been diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I don't have the energy to be the mom I want to be. I don't have the energy to be the wife I want to be. And she goes, I've been everywhere. I've tried everything. I tried every diet you could think of. I tried every trainer you could think of to try to lose weight. And by the way, she'd gained 50 pounds in about 2 years. She goes, and nothing's working for me. Nothing's working for me. She goes, but my friend told me about your clinic and how you guys focus on the health of the spine and nerve system. She goes, no one's ever told me to look at my nervous system. But what I realize is that our immune system is controlled by our nervous system. See, Rebecca was suffering with autoimmune disease. She goes, also, the colon, the gut, is controlled by our nervous system, correct? I go, absolutely. She goes, well, no one's ever looked at my spine. And so we did a full exam of Rebecca's spine, saying, okay, what's going on? Now, from the side in our spine, in the neck area, you should have a positive 45-degree curve. And Rebecca had a zero-degree curve out of 45. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck. There's no way she was able to heal. There's no way her thyroid was functioning like it should. She wasn't sleeping like she should. She didn't have the energy like she should. And her neck was damaged. And I asked her, what in the world happened, Rebecca? She goes, listen, I played gymnastics as a kid. I played soccer. I did a ton of different sports as a kid. And I'll be honest with you guys, being a youth athlete is great because you're active, but at the same time, you don't listen to your body. You just beat your body up. She'd also been in multiple car accidents, and now she had a desk job. And I said, listen, I know based off of what we see on your x-rays, based off of what you have going on, I know we can help you. I just don't know how long it's going to take us to get you there. So we started to correct her spine. And within nine months, her spine got to a 35 out of 45 degree curve. She got significant change in her cervical spine. So what happened? As we changed her spine, her nervous system started to heal her body. Her thyroid issues went away. Her doctor took lupus off of her diagnosis sheet. Her gut started to normalize. And after 9 months, she got off all but one medication. Because she started to say, listen, I wonder what's going on with my body. I wonder what I can do to help. And she found our office. And so if you're listening right now and you know that you want help, it all starts with coming into the clinic. And so our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. But if you're listening right now and you want to schedule an appointment, normally it's $140 to come into the office and get a full set of x-rays of your spine. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call in right now. I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment and save $100 is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. If you're not familiar with our show, it's an honor and a blessing that you're tuning in. Many people put this on their calendar every week because they love hearing just the truth when it comes to health and healing. I think that's one of the things that we've been deprived of in our culture is that we don't really hear what does it mean and what does it look like to get healthy and to be healing, right? And so many of you don't really know my story on why, one, I became a corrective care chiropractor, but two, you know, how does it impact my practice and my patients, their families, their kids? And guys, I got to go back to when I was a kid. I had my tonsils taken out at age 3. I had multiple sets of tubes in my ears for chronic ear infections, and I suffered with allergies and even exercise-induced asthma as I grew up. And so what that led to was me believing and thinking that health came from a pill, potion, or lotion. You know, that my parents didn't tell me that. They didn't know where to take me or what to do. They said, okay, well, the doctor said, let's take your tonsils out, which, by the way, if you guys are familiar with this, your tonsils and adenoids are actually good for you to have. And research actually shows that if you've had those removed, like I have, that your chance of emphysema, pneumonia at a later age in life actually goes up by 50%. Goes up by 50%. So tonsils actually help your immune system. They actually help your immune system. So I had mine taken out at age 3. I had two sets of tubes in my ears for ear infections. And so I didn't understand that either. I would always have the ear infections. every single summer, right, for 3 to 4 months on end. I'd have to wear the wax earplugs in my ears, right? I was that cool kid, right, who had to wear the earplugs. I never understood it, right? And so I'll never forget, I was a teenager, and I asked the doctor, I go, listen, why do I have to take allergy and asthma medication all four seasons when you said it's seasonal allergies? And he goes, well, you live in St. Louis, and he just blamed it on the weather. Right? I'll never forget that. We blame it on the weather. It's the weather's fault. And I go, but my sister lives here. She doesn't have to take anything. No one else in my family has to take anything for allergies. Why do I have to take them every single day? Every single day. I didn't get it. So I developed gut issues over time. I developed skin problems. I was on antibiotics for 15 years straight for skin problems. And so what had happened, I was losing my health. And so my pediatrician said, well, just try to eat right and exercise. So I started to eat right and exercise. I lost weight. I looked super fit on the outside, but I was having to still take medications to get through life. And I'll never forget, I was in college and a chiropractor said to me, listen, if there's something wrong with your neck, that's what's causing your allergies and asthma, your gut issues, your skin problems, your sleep disturbances, your all these things. And I go, man, there's no way you can help me. How do you know if you can help me? He goes, listen, let's see what your neck looks like. I go, okay, well, how are you going to do that? He goes, come to my office. We're going to get x-rays taken and we're going to see if your neck is healthy. I go, but I don't have neck pain. I don't have headaches. He goes, no, listen, the x-rays don't lie. They're black and white. Stop guessing. Let's start testing, right? So I go into his office. I look at my spine. And I had lost the curvature of my neck from the side. It should be a 45-degree curve, and I had lost the curvature of my neck. There was degeneration in my lower part of my cervical spine, putting pressure on the nerves, went straight to my immune system, straight to my lungs. And then for the first time in my life, someone gave me an answer. But that someone was a chiropractor, right? So I grew up not knowing what chiropractic was. I kind of grew up thinking that chiropractors were kind of crazy, right? Because I always thought the answer was a pill, potion, or lotion. I always thought that health came from the outside in, not from the inside out. See, I didn't realize where health came from. And so he shared with me the truth and the principles of health and healing, that healing comes from above down and inside out, from the brain down the spinal cords, out the spine, across the nerve roots that branch off to every single cell, tissue, and organ of the body. He taught me the truth that my body's designed to heal, desires to heal, that I'm not broken, that I don't need more drugs to be able to breathe, that it's not the St. Louis weather's fault, right? Something else was wrong, and he showed me on the x-rays. I started getting my spine corrected. I started taking pressure off the nerve system, and I got off all my medications. My allergies and asthma went away completely. My skin issues completely vanished. My gut problems completely gone. Why? Because I started getting my spine adjusted. When chiropractic care changed my health and life forever, I realized that if someone didn't tell me how to get well and healthy, then how many people out there are never going to hear the truth? So therefore, I changed my entire career path, became a chiropractor, and now I've been serving in the St. Louis area for 10 years, getting people off medications, reducing their medications, getting them to breathe better, sleep better, lose weight, get out of pain, get rid of their headaches, reverse autoimmune disease, right? That's why I do what I do, because I've seen it happen in my life. I see it happen in my kids' lives every single day when I'm adjusting them, or every single time when I'm adjusting my wife, we're taking pressure off the nerve system and the body's healing. The body's healing. And so when we see people get their health back and life back, how can we not be loud about that, right? How can we not tell every single person? This is why we're all over social media. This is why I send out newsletters. This is why I do Facebook Lives. This is why I'm on the radio show. This is why we see hundreds and hundreds of patients per week getting great results, because I know that if we apply the five principles of health and healing, which is mindset, healthy spine, healthy nutrition, healthy exercise, and detoxing, when we apply those five key essentials, the body's going to do one thing. It's going to heal. It's going to heal with time. It's going to heal with time. And so it all started with me getting my spine checked. And so if you're listening right now and you're trying to figure out, how do I get to your office? I have a question about my health. Can I text you? Can I email? Can I text you? Can I come to your clinic? Listen, all you got to do is text this number right now or call this number right now, and we'll get you plugged into our clinic. We'll get you plugged into our clinic, and we'll get you on our newsletter list. Just text us right now, because I want to make sure that we're the light and the beacon of hope in the community when it comes to health and healing, because if we don't do it, no one else will. The number to text in right now or call in right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Our website has some awesome resources too that you can go go check out. We got some healthy recipes on there. All of our upcoming events are on there. You can actually schedule from there, which is actually pretty awesome. So you can just go to our website too. It's at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And so I know when people are listening right now and they're like, man, I've been suffering with gut issues or allergies, asthma. I just want to make sure you know that I've been there, and it's a bad place to be, whether it's minor, moderate, or severe symptoms. It's a bad place to be to realize that you need to rely on a pill every day, whether it's one pill or three pills or seven pills, right? If you have to rely on a drug to live your life, the red flag should be going up, right? The alert sound should be going off. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not St. Louis's fault. It's not your genes. If you have to rely on a pill to live your life, it's not okay. It's not okay. And once we sit in that for a little bit, although some of you are listening, it may be uncomfortable for you. And listen, I don't want you to suffer. Don't get me wrong. Don't get off your medications just from listening to the show. You got to do something with your health to get your health back. And the doctor will actually remove the medications for you if you get healthy first. So if you have to rely on a pill to live your life, sit in that for a second. Realize that it's not okay, and it shouldn't be for the rest of your life, and that you have a part to play in it, which may sound good to you. Some of you may sound horrible to some of you. I just want to let you know that I'm here for you, right? I'm here for people to experience an abundance of health and healing without the need for drugs or surgery. That's why I exist. I don't want to see people suffer anymore. I don't want that. And so I know for me, when I saw my allergies and asthma just completely vanish with chiropractic care, I saw my skin issues completely vanished with chiropractic care. I saw my gut problems completely vanish with chiropractic care. I realized that it was never about pain that dictated my health. It was about the simple fact that if my body is not functioning at a neurological perspective, neurological standpoint, at the foundation of our health and healing, which is our brain, spinal cord, and nerve system, if it's not healing and functioning in my body, I will be symptomatic some way, shape, or form. And it all started with me getting my spine corrected, going to a chiropractor, getting my health back, getting off medications. And that's why I'm here today, drug-free, with a drug-free family, living life abundantly, not letting our sickness, symptoms, or disease ever hold us back. And so if you're listening right now and you're trying to figure out, what do I do? I have allergies and asthma. What do I do? Or my kids have allergies and asthma. What do I do? The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. When I actually bring you into the office, I go over your health history, go over your health goals. We do a nervous system evaluation, and we do a full set of x-rays. Normally, that's $140 when you come into our clinic, which is located in Rock Hill, Missouri, Manchester and McKnight. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. You actually save $100 by calling in right now and scheduling. So this is the catch. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call in right now. When you call in, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone to hold your appointment time. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to get plugged into our clinic to get a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We've had a lot of calls and texts coming into the clinic here. All you got to do, if you want to ask me a question, get plugged into our newsletter campaign, if you want to become a new patient in our clinic, this is the time to call. This is the time to text in with any questions, resources. If you want to get plugged in right now, call or text 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. If you want the newsletters to just help with your mindset, if you want to really transform your health for the rest of your life and you don't know where to go, our clinic at Health From Within is designed to take you through a process and protocols that gets you healing from the inside out through specific chiropractic care, proper nutrition, and movement and detoxing. That is what we want to do with you. That's what we do in our clinic. We're located at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. But text us, call us right now, 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, we've gone through a lot on the show today. You know, one of the things we discussed was Carol, who just suffered with lower back pain, who couldn't be the grandmother she wanted to be. And my whole purpose of sharing her story was not only that she's getting better already in 2 weeks of being under care in our clinic, but Carol, she said, listen, I'm not here for my back pain. I'm here for what my back pain is keeping me from doing. You see? So I'm not here for my back pain. I'm here for what my back pain is keeping me from doing. I mean, just think about that. It's a whole different mindset. Whole different mindset. So when we think about what our symptoms do or don't do to us, what they keep us from doing, what the medication may keep us from doing, I think that's a whole nother level of purpose and a whole nother level of desire to want to change something or get healthy is when we realize that our health or our lack of health, I should say, is holding us back from living the abundant life that we desire to live, that we deserve to live, and that people around us deserve to have, right? And so Carol is getting her life back. She's going to be able to travel with her grandkids soon. She's going to be able to play with her grandkids soon. It's just awesome. You know, we also talked about Rebecca, who, you know, was on multiple medications. She had gained 50 pounds in a few years. She was told that it'll always be that way because she has horrible Crohn's disease and lupus, autoimmune disease, thyroid problems. And she goes, I've never heard of a chiropractor actually helping somebody with immune system issues and gut issues. No one's ever told me that. She goes, but it does make sense because the nerve system does control the immune system and the nerve system does control the digestive system. Do you really think you can help me? Well, on her x-rays, we saw that she had lost the curvatures in her spine. She was putting pressure on the nerves, blocking the signals to get from the brain to the body, and there was no way she was healing. In 9 months, she got off all but one medication. She had lost 30 pounds. And her doctors had literally removed the autoimmune disease diagnosis from her history forms because she started to what? Heal. See, that's what it's all about. When we get your body to heal, that's when miracles happen, right? When we get your body to heal with time, you'll start to feel better over time, right? And so I want to make sure that people are listening today that there's hope, there's healing, there's truth, that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that we have to realize that there's things that are happening in our body right now without us having to will it, and it's still benefiting us. Isn't that a miracle? Like, there's things happening in my body right now, like blinking, breathing, my heart beating, stomach digesting the food I just ate, right? My brain is controlling all of that, and I don't have to think about it. See, my body's working for me. It's never working against me. It's always working for me. And I think if we truly believe that at our core, that's our foundation of the decisions that we make when it comes to our health. If that's the decision that we make, or if that's the foundation of why we make decisions, then I think what we do lifestyle-wise, action-wise, should adhere to that. It should actually parallel that. It should support that belief, right? But what I'm seeing is that people will, even especially in the church, like, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? God made my body in his image, right? Every single cellular reaction is working for me, never against me. All these great things, which I 100% believe, and that's the foundation of my life, right? Then why do we see so many sick people in the church? I just don't get it. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Whether you're church or unchurched, just newsflash here that if you're churched in America, research actually suggests and shows that you have a 15% higher risk for being diagnosed with a chronic illness if you're churched in America. I mean, what in the world is happening, right? This should be a place of where it's vibrant with health and healing, not a place of sickness and disease, vibrant with health and healing. And I think what's happening is, I mean, we don't realize that every decision we make is affecting our body's ability to heal. So either in a good way or a bad way, we're either going to support that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made with our decisions that we make and our action steps that we take, or we're going to negate that. We're going to interfere with that. We're going to block that. We're going to impede with our body's ability to heal with the action steps and decisions that we make in our health. I think there's two paths, right? And so if you realize that that there's really no gray area. It's either right direction or wrong direction. It's okay to go in the wrong direction sometimes with your health. Just realize that you did it, that it's going to impact you one way or the other, right? And so I just saw this last week. It was a promotion at a church that they're doing a donut Sunday. They're doing a donut Sunday at church, which, listen, that's fine. I don't care if you do that sometimes randomly if you're celebrating something, but come on. We can't have prayer requests for diabetes, for blood sugar issues, for heart disease, for people that are obese. We can't have all these prayer requests for sickness and disease if we're feeding people donuts. It just doesn't make sense, right? It just doesn't make sense. And so I think as a culture, we've kind of been numbed. We've been numb to what we do, our action steps leading to our results. And it's crazy to think that in our culture that we can get sick with chronic illness, ignore our body's ability to heal, which is a bad lifestyle, not knowing any better many times, honestly, not knowing any better, and be in a hospital, get flowers, candy, card, eat crappy food, and expect to heal. Like, it's just not going to work, right? And so I think as a culture, we got to step back and say, okay, my action steps are now going to parallel, they're going to support, and they're going to just replicate, duplicate, magnify my body's ability to heal. The fact that I believe my body's fearfully and wonderfully made, that I'm not broken, that I'm not just pieced together by accident, that I'm not, my organs don't work independently of each other, but they work systematically and holistically with each other, right? So that means that if you have your tonsils taken out like I did at age 3, that's not okay. If you have your gallbladder taken out, it's no longer just okay. If you had your appendix taken out in an emergency situation, that's no longer okay. If you get a hysterectomy because you have to because everything's so bad, hormone-wise, that's not just okay. If you have to get your prostate surgically changed, right, or altered, that's not okay. Like, that's not okay. If you have to get your heart, if you have to put stents in your heart because you have heart disease, that's not okay. Like, it's just not okay, right? So we can't just, when I mean okay, it's, yeah, I get it. You may have to do it to save your life. Don't get me wrong here. But we can't just hang our hat on that and say, like, well, yeah, I had to get stents put in my heart and not change our life. Or, yeah, my A1C was high, so they put me on metformin, so I'm good. No, that's not okay. Like, why they put you on metformin? How do you reduce the A1C? How do you get your health and life back, right? You can't be like, oh, well, yeah, I'm overweight. It's my age. Oh, my thyroid's bad. Yep, it's my age. Like, none of that's okay with me, and it shouldn't be okay with you. So if we're sitting in a place right now where we've been told we have something for the rest of our life, or we'll probably be medicated for this for the rest of our life, or maybe you haven't been directly told that, but you've seen a trend in your health where you're gaining weight, you're getting put on more medications, you're being diagnosed with another diagnosis every time you come in. I think it's time that we wake up and change that, right? And I know we can change it because we know that if we remove the interferences, we get your body healing, the body will heal itself. And so as I shared my story with allergies, asthma, skin problems, gut issues, before I went to the chiropractor, I was hopeless. I had no hope whatsoever. Until I started getting my spine adjusted and corrected, that's when my hope was restored because my healing was restored. My healing potential was actually restored. So I got off medications. My allergies and asthma has completely vanished. My gut issues are completely gone. My skin problems are completely gone. Why? Because I got the pressure taken off of my nerve system and the body started to heal. That's it. Simple as that. The brain sends signals down the spinal cord across the nerves to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to even breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. And one of those testimonies of a patient that just had his life transformed, his name's Andrew. Andrew's mom is a nurse, and we absolutely love her in our clinic. She came in as a patient, and she goes, I know I need to get my son checked. He's just not right. 13-year-old boy, he's having to miss school, he's having to miss practice, having to miss sports because he had IBS symptoms, he had gut issues so bad to where he was scared to leave the house because he had to go to the bathroom so bad. He had ear infections chronically that came out of nowhere, and he had dark circles under his eyes. Well, he's been under care now for about 6 months, and I got off the phone with his mom just last week, and she was almost in tears. She goes, Dr. Nick, I can't tell you how much it means to me and Andrew that he has his life back. I go, explain, you know, go a little bit further. She goes, since I've been bringing him to your clinic and he's been getting chiropractic adjustments, he has not had one ear infection in the last 6 months. He does not have any stomach pains anymore. He has no more gut issues at all. His circles that were under, his dark circles under his eyes are no longer there. He isn't missing school. He isn't missing sports. And my son, Andrew, has his life back. And it all started with chiropractic care. This is from an RN, guys. She goes, he even went to the point to say to me that he's just more confident. He has better posture. He just feels happy, feels great. And I think about his life and what it's going to look like now going forward and the path that his mom guided him down. The chiropractic lifestyle where Andrew got pressure taken off his nervous system because we found damage in his spine starting from the birth process, and now he's living life abundantly. That's what it's all about. But it all started with him coming to the clinic, getting an exam, getting x-rays taken to see if we can help him. Now, normally it's $140 if you come into the clinic to see if we can help you for a new patient appointment. But if you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with allergies, asthma, gut problems, chronic infections, pain, low back pain, headaches, listen, the first step is calling in right now. When you call in, I will schedule you. And the new patient appointment's only $40. You save $100. So we'll actually take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. So be quick with the phone. Call right now. I'll schedule you. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone, which does include x-rays. And when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call in right now for your new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Have a great week, and God bless. Higher and higher, baby. It's a little-